This is Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk. Here are your hosts, Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci, educated educators talking education.
Yes, it is. It's Busted Pencils, fully leaded education talk, educated educators talking education. Classes in session. I'm going to do this quickly. Johnny, how you doing? Awesome. I'm glad to hear it. Jess, how you doing?
Fantastic.
Great. Awesome. So awesome to hear it. Hey, public education is under attack from ICE raids in schools to voucher schemes, and now the push to funnel public dollars into religious charter schools. But if there's one person who's never backed down from a fight for educators, students, and democracy itself, it's Randy Weingarten. Today, she joins Busted Pencils to break down what's at stake and how we fight back, because when public schools are on the line, silence is not an option. Randy, how are you?
You know, I've had better years. You know, 2025 started with a, you know, amazing signing of a Social Security fairness by, you know, Joe Biden before he left the presidency that helped literally 3 to 4 million people. But since January 20th, it's been a lot of chaos. There's been a lot of confusion. There's been a lot of cruelty. But the one thing there hasn't been is the price of eggs hasn't gone down. The price of gas hasn't gone down. And it feels like with all these tariffs, the thing that, you know, most working people voted for in terms of voting for Donald Trump about really wanting to have a better life, seems like the prices haven't gone down, and there's a lot more fear, certainly in schools and in communities, than we had beforehand. So I'm not sure what people thought they were voting for, but this is there's a lot of fear and a lot of anxiety right now in America.
There's so much too that we could talk about that, the price of eggs and all of that. But as you point out too, the fear. Just thinking about that, and you know, we saw your letter to President Trump, particularly dealing with the ICE potential raids and schools and kids. You know, you're out there. I mean, there's a real fear you're hearing.
Yes.
Yeah.
There's a real. So you know, let me say this: our immigration system is broken. Our healthcare system is broken. These things need to get fixed. What government should be doing is fixing it. What government needs to do is improving public education, not defunding it, not undermining it, but fixing it. That's what the American people literally want from, you know, their public officials. But when it comes to schools, the number one thing we need to do in schools is we need to create a safe and welcoming environment for the students, the young adults, the kids, the little kids that come into our classrooms and our schools. The second thing that we need to do is create opportunity. And that means making schools more relevant, doing things like project-based learning. We need to do that because schools, the purpose of schools is to help kids have the skills and knowledge they need to navigate their lives and navigate this very diverse and complicated world. So safe and welcoming environment, and the skills they need to create opportunity for all. That's what schools are supposed to be. That is not political. That is what schools were supposed to be 100 years ago. That's what schools are supposed to be right now. So for a long time, Republican and Democratic administrations, even when they had, you know, immigration services, you know, basically, you know, go out there and arrest the bad guys, no one ever thought that they should go into schools or hospitals or churches. Schools, hospitals, and churches were always safe ground. They were just not, don't do that. And so when President Trump lifted the order, the guideline that said schools and hospitals and churches are now not off limits, they're no longer sensitive locations. ICE can go in there and arrest people, take kids out. It created all sorts of fear throughout the United States for a couple of reasons. Number one, both for immigrant and non-immigrant families. Could you imagine your children or grandchildren seeing their best friend taken out of a classroom by a burly guy with a gun, or taken out of a school, or seeing those videos? That's going to be trauma that never, ever goes away. Why would anybody want to do that? Number two, for teachers, for principals, we are in locus parentis. We have an obligation to keep kids safe during the school day while we have responsibility for them. How do we just give somebody over to somebody with a gun, some burly guy with a gun? How do we do that? How do we break that responsibility we have to parents and to families? It puts us in an untenable situation. You scare the bejesus out of us versus our responsibilities to parents and to our communities. So that's why this whole thing is crazy, because schools are supposed to be safe and welcoming. And so what the position we've taken, which is where teachers across America are, is we protect our children, period, which means that nobody's given anybody to ICE unless there is a judicial warrant. That's the advice we have put out. That's what we did on, you know, that's what we did on a webinar this week. That's right. The advice we're saying publicly in as clear and concise a way. And I begged President Trump in that letter, don't do this. Don't make it harder on parents. People are already have a lot of anxiety. Don't do this to parents or kids. Put the order back that makes schools and hospitals and churches sensitive locations. And if you don't, we're going to protect our kids and we're going to require there be a judicial warrant, because how do we? You're undermining our responsibility to children if we did anything other than that.
Johnny.
Oh, no, I mean, I appreciate this time, Randy, and our listeners, especially hearing this kind of update, you know, where things are and how important it is to just amplify that teachers are, you know, like we are assuming responsibility for children's safety, and these policies, you know, they really threaten that. They threaten that, that our schools are safe places for all the children in our community. And that should be a baseline.
Yes, and frankly, what people don't maybe not know is every child in America has the right to go to school. Mm-hmm. It's a case called Plyler versus Doe that was decided long ago. And I know that there are some extremists that want to change that too, but that's our responsibility. And we have to maintain our responsibility, our moral and our legal responsibility to children in America. That's who teachers are. Why would anyone in public office want to put us at dissonance with that? Why?
What you point that out too is it's the law, you know, to protect the children, as you point out there. You know, it was every child, regardless of status in America, has that right. It's been decided. It's law. I can just hear other people going, like you just said, well, I don't like that law. You know, and potentially in times past, the law kind of, we had a little bit of sense that saying the law would at least stop those things. But I today, after what we saw with the January 6th pardons and stuff, I just get this feeling of people going, well, it's not the law I like, and so I don't have to follow it.
Well, we are in America, a nation of law, under our Constitution. We fought a revolution to be free. Freedom requires us to have responsibility to each other. And that's what we did when we committed to a Constitution that has a rule of law. And so somebody wants to change that law, go change it. But what I would actually ask our listeners to do, I don't care if you have a Republican congressperson, a Democratic congressperson, an independent congressperson. Don't make schools a war ground. Mm. Schools are for children. We educate all kids and we protect all kids. Don't make us into a battleground. Mm. And tell our representatives to stop it. Representative Espaillat is introducing a bill to say, let's make sure that schools and hospitals and churches are sensitive locations. Don't make us the war ground. And yeah. I would ask us to ask everybody in America, go to your legislature, particularly if you're a Republican, go tell them not to make schools a war ground. Yeah. This is the trauma that will happen to children is something that it's foreseeable and we know how to stop it. Let's not have schools as a war ground. Just stop. No ICE in schools. No. We don't want that. We can't have that. We have to protect our kids.
How do we, though, too, I mean, because we really want teachers to hear this message to uplift them and again, point out, too, as you said, responsibility. This is our job. There's, you know, we're following the law. But the constant chaos that gets thrown their way. You know, we also had the executive order come out again, reestablishing the 1776 commission to, you know, enforce patriotic teaching and to enforce the potential that if somebody's not teaching that we've also installed an incentive to turn in our, you know, our fellow teachers and things yeah. like that. How do we encourage people?
So look, all of this, you can see I'm holding my head because first off, they can't decide, do they want to have a Department of Education? Do they not want to have a Department of Education? Right. Do they want to, you know, that right now, you know, there's, you know, the states control education. So the Department of Education doesn't do any curriculum. So them by executive order imposing a new curriculum is contrary right. to the states having control of curriculum. So I'm not quite sure which way they want to go. But right. what it does lead to is this. We do need a federal role in education because the states have been doing this for years, like take career and tech ed. We need schools, high schools, not just to be college prep. We need high schools to be, you know, a way for kids to make decisions about which route they want to go. And I don't want to hear anymore, well, if somebody shouldn't go to college, it doesn't want to go to college, is not, you know, is college is not amenable to them, then they could do that. No, this is let kids decide pathways they want. Let's make sure our young boys feel really confident and equipped and have project-based instruction and have really cool things to do in school so that when they get up in the morning, they say, yeah, I want to go to school. I want to do that cybersecurity. I want to do that welding. Let's make that as cool as my AP, you know, history course was. This is really important to do. And you need some federal intervention to actually make this stuff cool and make this a priority. So there's lots of reasons for federal Department of Education. Right. That's why we have Title I in terms of how we help poor kids. That's why we have, you know, IDEA, how we help kids with disabilities. You need that. But the stuff, the culture wars, the stuff about ICE, all it's doing is making it harder for teachers to create a welcoming and safe environment for kids and for them to have an environment that is nurturing for them to be able to seize the opportunity to which they are entitled. And so that's why I'm trying to get back to first principles. And the teachers of America are awesome. And, you know, that's what they're trying to do, even with all of this. Is somebody going to find, you know, somebody who is not awesome? Of course they will. But by and large, the teachers in America really want to just help nurture kids and really want to help kids thrive.
Yeah. That's Randy Weingarten. She is the president of AFT. She's busting pencils with us. I know you're on a tight timeline here, Randy. Just if you could give us one more comment. The one other thing that's happening that you that AFT is looking at, the Supreme Court potential ruling on the religious charter school issue. Thoughts?
So, you know, this feels very personal to me because I am, if you don't know this already, I'm married to a rabbi. I'm not a religious Jew, but I'm a pretty observant Jew, and I really believe in the practice of religion. And one of the things that I'm most proud of about our Constitution, going back to our founders, is that the First Amendment basically made clear both no establishment of religion by the state and in order to have the free exercise. And in America, because we had both of those prongs, we actually had more religious goers, diverse religious goers, than in many of the countries that have a state-sponsored religion. Right. So why would you change that? And why would you do it outside of the Constitution? And just so you want to get some bucks to religious organizations, both those things go hand in hand. You can't have free exercise of religion if the state is actually putting its hand on the scale or its finger on the scale of religion. We need to have free exercise. Mm-hmm. We need there to be a separation. And this school violates that. It's basically a religious school. Mm-hmm. And it's and so good. Have a religious school. Have parents send their kids to a religious school, you know, fundraise for the religious school. Don't take public dollars for it. Don't merge these two things.
Randy, you've got some important work to do. So we really, really appreciate you stopping by and busting pencils with us. And so, Randy, thanks so much for joining us.
Thank you, both of you. I really appreciate it. I love Busted Pencils. I appreciate what you're doing. And really, truly, all this work that we're doing in terms of civic media and making sure a message is out there and people can hear it, that's what you're doing. So thank you very much for doing that.
Awesome. Thank you, Randy.
Thanks, Randy. And now for your moment of zen. Control in modern times requires more than force, more than law. It requires that a population whose lives are filled with cause for rebellion be taught that all is right, all as it is. Hey, make sure you hang out and join us again Friday, face-offs and free throws and face-offs, and Saturday, Tim and Johnny. Hey, if you love this interview with Randy Weingarten, we're going to break it down big time Saturday, 3:00. Make sure you check us out across all civic media stations, apps, all of those things. And you know what, everybody? Keep busting pencils.